Oh, that is old, baby.
Astounding.
My lands.
Yeah.
That's an old bill.
But they aren't worth any more than face value, which is fine, because that was a nice little...
Christ sakes, that's great.
Really?
Saints be praised.
So how many bills total
were
there?
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I'm telling you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I got my hands on the radio. Can you hear me? Amen.
No, you're...
Ernest Angley didn't say it.
Amen. So you're a lady that bought a garage sales chair and found $3,000?
Yes. Yes, I are.
Incredible.
Jesus H. Christ on a hockey stick. That's a story to end all stories.
That's a good story.
That's a showstopper.
Well, curl my hair.
Well, maybe we will.
How many bills total were there?
You know, I can't recall how many there were. It was 10.
Amazing.
And 5. 5, 10, and 12.
Said that one already.
She didn't even answer anyway.
I know.
You got to wait for the answer.
I came up with the rules, and I'm not playing the right way.
How many bills? How many bills?
I didn't even count.
Can I just say something for putting up with this foolishness?
What's that?
Bless your pea-picking heart.
I'm too.
Aren't you just as sweet as a fresh-made pie?
Is
sitting
that
on the windowsill? I think so.
I am so excited.
You are as nice and sweet as the day is long.
Will you still go to garage sales?
Of course. But of course.
Brilliant. Hold on. I'm playing with rank amateurs now. That's the best you can do. Brilliant.
He said it. I did.
I said it.
That's where you find the bargains.
The bargains are at the garage sales.
Yes, they are.
Do you watch the TV?
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all like the Matlock?
Matlock?
Do you like the Matlock?
You know, I can't recall watching Matlock.
Have you gotten any other bargains?
Not like that.
Nothing like that?
No.
That's too bad. See, that one would count as well. I'm like making a statement. That's too bad. That's like a cliche thing, almost like...
But it's not an expression of wonderment.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's hard to realize you guys are for real. Are you for real?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, yes.
Thank you!
We are fictitious characters.
We are 100% for real. Let me ask you something.
What was the color of the chair?
It was basically brown.
Incredible!
I know it!
Did you know in that chair you were sitting on a fortune?
I didn't know that.
That's not an expression of wonder.
I don't care.
You're playing now. You're playing the cliche game. We can all do that.
Try
because
to keep
really
up.
Well, you know, when you can go to a yard sale and for mere pennies, and remember, a penny saved is a penny earned.
That is astounding.
Astounding.
Getting back to the chair thing, astounding.
And so,
are you a super bargain hunter?
Sort of, yes.
Are you a coupon clipper? A super saver?
No.
You rise early for the blue light specials?
No, I don't.
Tell me something. How's your Christmas fund going?
I don't have one, actually.
Astounding.
She doesn't have a Christmas. And that's not astounding.
It is to me.
Are you a penny pincher?
No.
A pinch the penny?
Do most of your garage sales exist in garages?
Yes.
Because I find that normally in my neighborhood, they put the stuff just out on the yard.
Yes, that happens too. But a lot are in garages, yes. Depending on the weather.
Yard. I'm out.
She's throwing you nothing but right down the middle softballs.
Great.
Okay, guys.
Well, we want to thank you for being on. How about something? Isn't that anything? Can you tell me how do garage sales differ from yard sales?
I think there's no difference actually at all.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm, that's...
What about a tag sale?
The same thing.
Tag, you're in.
The same thing.
Hoo-ah. What's your favorite Al Pacino movie?
No.
I like the Scarface. How about you?
I'm a Serpico fan.
I like Scent of a Woman.
I like The Devil's Advocate.
He's a crippled man in that one.
He's blind, not crippled.
Mary?
What do you mean in the Trace's window?
He's a Dick Tracy. I'm sorry. Rob's writing me a note. He was in Dick Tracy.
Yeah, Dick Tracy?
I don't know he's in Dick Tracy. With Warren Baby?
Yeah, he's a bad guy. Linda, how's the weather in Nebraska? Cold enough for you?
Yes, it is. Totally rainy.
It's been raining cats and dogs there?
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah.
Be careful if you go outside, might step on a poodle.
Yes, for sure. Although I don't like poodles, so
I love the little crazy things.
Do you really?
Yeah, as long as you clip them, they're pretty clean animals.
I like mine on a spigot. Nice holiday weekend. You put one out there. You put the apple in the dog's mouth.
Are you talking about cooking a dog?
I live in a Korean neighborhood.
Very good. Congratulations.
What say you? Isn't this something?
How about that?
Well, listen, Linda, Mary, we want to thank you for being on our show.
You too.
Hold on.
Good luck to you. We wish you buena suerte at all the different yard tag garage sales you go to.
Until next time, don't forget our time is very valuable. Current time is 9 minutes before the hour. Until next time, hope that your time is a good time with us. Thank you, Lucy.
And remember, it's not the heat.
It's the humidity. Isn't that right, Lucy?
That's right, Lucy.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Leslie. Hold on, Leslie. I'm going to say Leslie. Hold on and have a chat with our producer, please.
Good luck turning over your tables.
For being on the show. First, let's find out what she's saying.
Yeah.
And then Buzz.
Hi, Linda. Hey, it's Rob. Thanks for taking the time to talk to the guys. They really appreciate it. Oh, yeah. They're silly, but they really command a big number. You'd be surprised.
Number. You'd be surprised.
No, they're not scary. They're older. But
scary.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed your time as well.
How did she think it went?
All right. How do you think it went? Washington, D.C., but it's a national show. Can you assign it a letter grade?
That's nice.
Yeah.
Jesus.
A letter grade.
She's a chatterbox. A, B, C, D.
Now she talks.
Come on. Jesus Christ.
Like a C. Well, I mean, A, B, C, or D, you know.
He says all of this?
No.
Give me the phone.
C, okay. Hold on.
A C. Got a solid C.
Hey, Mary?
Linda,
hi, it's Don again. Hey, listen, what's the grade there, honey? The guy with the doughy head can't get the answer from you. A, B, C, or D? How did the interview go? Come on, make a decision. Please. A C. Okay, C's a good letter. C's a really good letter.
See you in Toledo.
See you in Toledo. Thanks, Mike. Bye now, Mary.
Linda.
Bye, Lucy.
Linda.
Bye, Aretha. Bye, Aretha.
She's so nice.
That was a wonderful interview.
She's still on the phone?
No, she's gone.
Oh, she gone?
She's gone.
Are you there? Oh, you just hung up as well.
I did. Hi, Mike.
Holy Nebraska. Hi, Rob.
You could have used that one. Buzz, what was the final? Will you keep
what was the final score?
It was impossible to tell because we were all over the road with the rules.
It was impossible.
We were all over the road. What are you talking about? What interview were you listening to?
It
was supposed to be declarations of astonishment, and then it morphed into something else. So I
found the whole segment to be perfectly lucid.
So did I. I mean, normally we do stuff that's unstructured, but I think we really had it down almost too formatted.
One expression for you on the mark.
That's right.
Bullseye, once again.
So who wins?
Everybody wins.
Good answer.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
I'll give it a C.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, man, it's Big Dave. Hey,
sorry you disqualified.
Oh, I am sorry if you had just said you were Dave.
Call back when you're a normal size.
So long, Dave. Big with the Dave. Weight problem, you would have gotten right through. But no, yet,
my name is Dave. I have a bit of a weight problem.
We'd
How are you?
We'd say welcome, friend.
The problem with
you don't call the show right away with the nickname.
The letter grade she wanted to assign was M, because she thought I wanted something really from A to Z.
So I guess with her way of thinking, M was right in the middle?
Yeah. She must be retarded.
She got straight M's in school.
That's a good expression.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show. CNN thanks you for making us America's most watched cable news network.
Let's take a caller from California. Please go ahead with your question.
Wolf Blitzer, pleasure to speak with you. Is it a fact that if we released this top secret information, we'd have to release the information about Don and Mike not being on in New York? Is that a fact?
I think we have a weird caller, but that's all right. Let's talk a little bit about Zacharias Moussaoui.
The Don and Mike Show.
Who is that?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Let me just say this.
So you see, the new world is inevitable.
What?
Inevitable.
One more time?
Inevitable. Things are inevitably going to change.
Don hates the lazy, but he loves the Don and Mike Show.
God also loves our website, www.com.
Go there.
www.com.
Sounds like an auctioneer. Hey,
pictures and junk are on the website. If you want to call now, 877-365-3636. We've got a trip to Vegas to give away.
Ooh.
A trip a day in the month of May. It's the last day of May. From Independence Air, flyeye.com. Don't forget your happy bags, independenceair.com.
And we thank them for their support of this wonderful promotion.
Amen. Yeah,
they're the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. And don't forget, today is May 31st. Tomorrow, when you get up, the first thing you say is rabbit, 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 or you are screwed, screwed, screwed.
You know what Mike told me today? He said, if you can't afford a private jet, take Independence Air.
Amen.
That's right.
Absolutely. That's what I do.
Always your second choice.
That's the slogan they're going to be using when I become their official spokesmodel. Always my second choice.
Always Mike O'Mara's second choice.
Now, we'll do a real fast game here. We'll do a little Price is Right.
All right.
Although it's not normal stuff. I got another one of these catalogs with celebrity memorabilia.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And this will be for our callers to play with. For instance, Mike, I'll give you a couple of examples.
Very good.
And if you come the closest to the price or get a head on, you'll
Without going over.
For instance, how much do you think they're selling? These are things that sold recently at auction.
All right.
How much did Frank Sinatra's gold cigarette case go for?
Maybe
$10,000.
So you're pretty close. $10,300.
Hey, I'd win.
Good job, yeah.
How about Shaq's L.A. Lakers warm-up jersey? Not autographed.
What authentic?
I'll say $2,500.
Again, you're pretty good at this. $22,500.
Wow.
Okay. Okay, how about the jumpsuit that Helen Hunt, we were just talking about her, that she wore in the movie Twister?
The jumpsuit.
The jumpsuit. I don't even remember the jumpsuit, but she was in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
How much, Mike?
$500.
$2,500.
Wow. Wow, that surprises me.
Okay, here's a big one. Barbra Streisand's boudoir lamp. A lamp from her bedroom.
It still smells of Barbra.
Yes.
Homo.
It does.
Her boudoir lamp from her home?
Right.
$4,000.
Boy, $4,300.
That's amazing.
What are you doing?
I'm on a roll. What can I say?
Okay, how about this one, Mike? From Spartacus. I am Spartacus.
Yes.
Kirk and Robbie.
Yes.